Welcome back to another great Winner to Win Wednesday. Yes, you have tuned into the Precious Jewel You I Forgive Me podcast on this great Winner to Win Wednesday, and I'm so happy that you are tuning in. All right, so let's not hold a time. Let's get into this episode on this great Winner to Win Wednesday, okay? Check it out. Hey Jules, how you all doing on this great, lovely Winning to Win Wednesday? Yes, we have made it to another great week, another great Winning to Win Wednesday, and I'm so grateful. All right, so you know how I've been coming on and just giving you all encouragement. So today I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to go back and listen and allow everyone to listen to a message, a short encouragement from my daughter, Zipporah Marie Wilcox, that God had given her some while back, and I thought it'd be fitting to share with you all on today. It touched me when I listened to it again, so I was like, yes, let's do this for this audio podcast on this great, lovely Winning to Win Wednesday on this great day. So you all just tune in, be encouraged, and you all continue to go out, forgive, forget, move on, and win at it all, because you are God's precious jewel. Together, we are winning to win. So I'm not going to hold it long. I'm holding up no more time. I'm going to go ahead on and jump on to this great message coming from my daughter, my only daughter, Zipporah Marie Wilcox. And I apologize for the quality of the audio in advance. This was some years ago when she recorded this, but it just touched my heart to listen to it again years later. And I thought it'd be fitting to share with you all. So just overlook the little extra sounds that you hear in the background. The camera quality wasn't as good back then, but hey, she brought the message, and that's all that matters. So I apologize in advance. You all be blessed.
What's up, guys? Today we are going to be doing Empower Skills 101, and I don't even know what they're called, but I don't know what they're called. I searched like, what are these called? Well, it's like you have the word and you have the dash and you have like the meaning behind the word. I don't know what this called, so we're just gonna go ahead and dive right into it. And we're gonna be talking about empowered. So first, let's talk about what empower means. Empower means to build yourself in a moment, to build yourself in a situation. When you are empowering yourself, you are making yourself stronger. You are encouraging yourself to do better things in life. So let's talk about the first letter of empower, E. Even you. A lot of times people doubt themselves because they think their past has affected who they are, who they're going to be in life. But even you can go to college. Even you can get into that Ivy League college, get into that Harvard College, Princeton College, Yale College. Even you can do that. Even you can get that high executive job. Even you can become a millionaire. Even you can become a billionaire. Don't let your past affect who you are, and don't let your past affect your future. Even you can do it. Stop saying, I can't do this because of what my past has done to me. Your past, it has nothing to do with you anymore. Forget about it. Move on. Don't let it affect you anymore. Even you can do it. M, move forward. Move forward from your past. Don't let your past hold you back. Move forward. Become better. Become better in life. Become better in the kingdom of God. Become better. Move forward from everything that your past has put on you. Take it off and move forward. Move forward now. P, practice your skills. Practice your skills means to practice reading the Bible. Practice going to church. Practice doing everything. Just practice so you can become better in the kingdom of God. Become better physically in God. Become better spiritually in God. Practice your skills. Overcome your fear. Overcome those people who say you won't be able to make it in life. Overcome those fears that have you saying, I won't be able to do this. Overcome it because you are better than it. You are better than those people who say you won't be able to do anything in life. You are better than those fears that say you won't be able to do anything because of what your past has done to you. Overcome your fears. Overcome those people who put evil thoughts into your head saying that you can't do this, or you can't go that place, or you won't be able to accomplish this. Overcome it. W, win. You are a winner in God's eyes, so you have to see that you are a winner in your own eyes too. Win. Sometimes you may lose at things. Sometimes you may not be able to be the best at things, but that doesn't mean you have to stop. Keep going and keep trying and keep trying to see until you win at that thing. You have to see that you are a winner in your eyes, because you are a winner in God's eyes. You have to see that you are a winner in your own eyes too. E, educate yourself. Educate yourself in the kingdom of God. There will be a time when you won't be able to carry your Bible around. So you have to have that word in your heart. You have to educate yourself. You have to know the word of God for yourself. Educate yourself in the kingdom of God. Educate yourself in the word. Or review on everything. Review on the things that you have been through. Review on everything that you have done to try to accomplish better. Like when you're taking the test at school, they tell you, make sure you review your answers before you press submit. Review your answers because you may have done something wrong in your past. So you have to review that and try to make it better. You have to review that so you can take that wrong thing, put it out your way, and try to become better in that situation. Review everything. Empower yourself. Make yourself stronger. Make yourself, encourage yourself. Encourage yourself to do better in the next situation. Encourage yourself to do better in life in general. Encourage yourself. Empower yourself. Become better. Become stronger. Even you can move mountains. Practice your skills. Move forward. Overcome your fears. Educate yourself. Win at the things that you thought you could lose at. Review everything that you have been through so you can become better in life. Empower, encourage, review. Even you can do it. Just do it and empower yourself to become a better you. Bye, guys.
Okay, Jules, that's all for this great episode. But we will be coming back to you next week at 7 p.m. for another great Winning to Win Wednesday message coming from the precious jewel, you, I Forgive Me podcast. Yeah, so tune in next week at 7 p.m. to hear another great Winning to Win Wednesday message. And don't forget to go follow us on Instagram and YouTube to see what's going on in the precious jewel you ministry. Okay, all right, so you all be blessed. Don't forget to forgive, forget, move on, and win at it all, because you are God's precious jewel. That's why we are winning to win together. Bye.